Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire, the Family Life News feature about Christianity, citizenship, and culture. I'm Greg Gillespie, and today our guest is Paul Kanger, the senior editor of The American Spectator and the director of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City, Pennsylvania. Public discourse is so hard to come by these days, whether we're talking politics, cultural issues, personal stories, theology, it doesn't matter. We're having a very hard time speaking to, listening for, and respecting each other. Give us an example of something that illustrates that dilemma.
I've seen it at American Spectator, where I'll get an email from somebody saying, you shouldn't publish this person. A longtime columnist who said something that somebody who's a subscriber didn't like and wanted us to take that article down from the website. And I said, no, we believe in freedom of speech. Did this guy call somebody an egghead? Yeah, but we've been calling people eggheads in American Spectator since 1967. And that's just the way it is. I've been called an egghead. And when I've been called an egghead, I've usually laughed when I've been called an egghead. Lighten up. If you want the battle for ideas, then let the battle for ideas commence. This fake, oh, we believe in diversity and tolerance. No, you want diversity and tolerance? Let's see real diversity and tolerance. Let's go at it at our platforms, whether in lecture halls, whether in print pages or on website. And from a Christian point of view, let's try to have some charity and respect for others as you do so. And charity means also when somebody says something in a way that's maybe not all that charitable, you're still willing to let them say it and then let people dialogue and genuinely respond. That's what I'm all about anyway.
It seems to me like there used to be the proverbial bell curve. There were a lot of people in the middle and then a small fringe on the left and small fringe on the right. It's now we've squeezed that balloon where everybody has to be far left or far right. Is there any middle ground? Are there not fair-minded Democrats and Republicans who will listen to the other side?
Well, I think there are, but unfortunately, a lot of them are cowered into silence. And it really bothers me when I'll get an email from somebody who will say, look, I'm glad you're standing up for this person. It's not right that they were canceled. And I'll say, well, you know, thank you. You should stand up for him, too. Well, I don't really want to. I mean, I don't want to get called a bigot on Twitter. Well, if you don't stand up for them, then the people attacking them, they're eventually going to come for you. So what if you get called a name on Twitter? Yeah, I don't want to be standing in front of the pearly gates someday and have to stand there before my maker, have the good Lord say to me, well, why didn't you defend me at this moment? Why didn't you stand up for this principle, this belief? And I don't want to have to stand there and say, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, I didn't want to be called a hater on Twitter. And then have the good Lord say to me, well, here, I want you to meet St. Barbara or St. whoever, who was eaten by lions in the Colosseum in the second century. Want to have a look at this beautiful girl? Want to see what she looked like in the year 120 when she was laying on the floor of the Colosseum? Right, she wasn't afraid of being called a name, and you didn't want to be called a hater on Twitter. That's pretty pathetic. So I would tell people, you know, in those words that are throughout the New Testament, be not afraid, stand for principles, stand for truth, and stand for your friends and fellow Christians when they're under attack in the public square. Have some fortitude, have some courage.
Let me, if I could, very briefly talk with you about some of the touchstone issues that are happening now. The whole question of gender identity and gender reassignment, male and female, multiple ways of being married. What is the next step in sorting out what should happen next?
Well, it's a good question, and this is really, all of those things the next step, natural evolution, progression of secular progressivism, which says that there are no moral absolutes. We are not governed by biblical law and natural law. Once you start down the road of that principle, you can redefine a life in the womb as not a life. You could call it whatever you want. You could redefine marriage, which for 2,000 years has been understood as an institution between a man and a woman, between one man and one woman. Jesus said they will leave their parents, they will become one flesh. Once you've rendered unto yourself the right of the state and the individual to come up with its own definition of marriage, then you know, the floodgates are open. And above all, and we're really seeing this right now in America and Western culture, that once you've broken away from the idea that male, female, he created them, that you could come up with your own gender identity, there's no limit to that.
Dr. Paul Kangor is the director of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. This is Faith Under Fire. I'm Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.